It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Marcy Lovelace with Carbon Caring for Kids. And it's getting to be that time of year again. School's back in session, and they're going to start putting those kits together to send home with those kiddos. So what we need to do is just kind of let you know and get you back into the swing of things, because sometimes we forget, sometimes we don't. But you're saying that this year everything pretty much stays the course as far as things have been going, right, Marcy?
Yeah, we're going to be doing the same kinds of things. And it still surprises me there's still some people that have never heard of Carbon Caring for Kids. But it's just basically a weekend food kit for kids who are needing it on the weekends. And we do not know names. Everything is anonymous. The counselors at each of the schools assess the needs of their students, and they give me a number. And then I just have tons and tons of people in the community come and help pack these kits and deliver them and donate money. It's a community effort. It's not funded by grants. It's funded by our community.
And I think that's the even more amazing thing. Yes, we were just talking before we came on the air, and you are booked until January with people willing to come and fill kits. You've got 2 weeks.
I've got 2 weeks that are opened, but if you're wanting to sign up for those weeks, I think it's the week of Halloween and then the Christmas break weekend. Those are the two that are left open as of this moment. So if you're wanting to sign up to pack kits, I put it on last week, and within a couple days, I have every week booked out until January except for those 2 weeks.
So everything is full with the exception of those 2 weeks. And then, of course, you can start, you know, volunteering your services in January once again. And the thing about this is, you know what, this is a great thing for a civic group or a church group or, you know, a kids group, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, anything like that that wants to go and lend a hand. The other thing, though, that kind of ties in with that is once these kits are made, they need somebody that's willing to deliver them. And sometimes you have a little tough time finding people that are willing to do that, right?
Yeah, so every Friday we have, and we've had different, we always get volunteers, and I've had moms just every week come and deliver them for me, but that's always a need, is delivering them to all the different schools on Friday morning or Thursday. They will take them either day.
So we've got that. If you're willing to do that, you can get a hold of them. The best place to get a hold of you is that Facebook page.
Yep.
The Carbon Caring for Kids Facebook page. Also, donations. And you're always willing to take donations and get ready for things to go and roll for the rest of this year. What kind of food donations are you looking for?
So we do the same food every single week. All these foods are kid-friendly, something that they can just open up and eat. So we've got cereal, we've got snacks, all like the soccer snacks, all of the little individual sized snacks. There's fruit cups, apple sauce squeezes, tuna fish and cracker boxes. All of it is something that a kid can open up and just eat. So all of that information is on the website that you can do to donate food. But even more important, since we have grown, when we get monetary donations, when we get that money, we're able to buy things in bulk, which really stretches that dollar a little bit further, especially as prices have gone up as of the last couple of years. So the monetary donations are more helpful at this point because we can just buy things in bulk and get them cheaper.
And you have a Venmo code there on the Facebook page as well. Now, do you guys have, you have an account at a credit union, don't you, as well?
Yeah. Yep, that's the one at Lynn's.
Mountain America
Credit Union, yep.
So you just go in there, say, I want to make a donation to Carbon Caring for Kids. They'll put it right in that account. So once again, this is a great thing to do if you're out there, if you're looking for something to do, or if you're going shopping and you just, you know, you grab a few extra things. And that's like the one thing too that I like about when you put things that you on the Facebook page is you put what you need.
Yeah.
Like, we need X amount of these this week and X amount of this week. And so remember, if you're out and about, just check that, grab a couple of extra things, take them and deliver them to you. You can drop them off at your home. Mm-hmm. And where else can you drop donations off at?
Carbon Print and Design right now is our only other location, and Loveless Ash Company.
Okay.
Those are the two companies.
So there's those two places that you can take and leave your donations at. If you want to leave a cash donation, just Venmo, go into Mountain America Credit Union, do that there.
Or message me and we can get together and
One way or the other, we're going to get it. I think I even had somebody reach out to me at the station, and we had to get a hold of you so that we could get it taken care of. But more importantly, if you've got it to give, it's a great program, and they're just, you know, making sure that these kids have something to eat on the weekends when they go home. Great program once again. And we'll be having you in, I'm sure, for, you know, Thanksgiving and for Christmas, because those are a little bit different.
Yep.
They do the kits a little bit different, but this is a great thing. Once again, it's Carbon Caring for Kids. And check it out on Facebook. Get involved and do whatever you can to help them out, because this is one of those organizations that really, really does some good here in our area. Marcy, thank you so much for taking out the time and talking to us today. Good luck. Good luck with school year. Here we go again.
Thank you. Let's go.
So for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.